Here's Chekalura with Natural North Dakota.
Are you seeing yellow? As one looks out on the North Dakota landscape this time of year, it seems that there are yellow flowers everywhere. It's the color of the season. As the prairie progresses from spring to fall, there's a progression of wildflowers coming in and going out of bloom. But when it comes to around mid to late August, yellow-colored flowers dominate the landscape. They're telling us that the harvest is on, school's about to start, and a chill in the air is coming. Perhaps the most common yellow-flowered species in bloom this time of year are the goldenrods. There are around 10 species native to North Dakota. Canada goldenrod and stiff goldenrod are two of the more commonly observed species. A quick look at the shape of the inflorescence or flower cluster is helpful in differentiating the two species. The flower clusters of Canada goldenrod are pyramidal in shape, while rigid goldenrod has flat top flower clusters. Several species of sunflowers are also in bloom now, including the common or annual sunflower, which is often found in disturbed areas. Maximilian sunflower can be observed growing in moist prairie and similar sites. It can be distinguished by the distinctive leaves, which are 4 to 6 inches long, wavy, folded, taper at both ends, and curved downward. Maximilian sunflower is named after German Prince Maximilian of Wied, who, along with artist Karl Bodmer, explored the Upper Missouri River area in the early 1800s and spent a winter at Fort Clark. Other yellow flowers in bloom now include field sow thistle, a 2 to 3 foot tall cousin of the dandelion. It's a European weed that can be found in road ditches, abandoned fields, wet meadows, and such. Curlicup gumweed is another member of the aster family that grows to a foot or two tall. It produces lots of small yellow flowers and frequently grows on the shoulder of roads and other disturbed areas. And yes, the plant is covered with a rather sticky substance. So look for these flowers as you travel about. They're part of the floral last hurrah of the summer, so enjoy them while you can. I put links to more information on these species along with a text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.